The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time you've come across our show, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, SiriusXM, or any of our wonderful podcast platforms, welcome to the program. We've been here for about 26 years, and we show up each and every week with the hopes of informing and educating you all about science-based quality information. Whether you're thinking about maybe taking on a new diet, whether you're maybe going to incorporate a new supplement, we try to be here for you, to serve you, to answer some of those questions on this program. If you'd like to learn more about the show, it's very easy to do so. You could do that at foreveryoungradio.com. We have over 500 episodes. We have articles from A to Z, including our special guest has contributed so much to those. And that special guest is Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor, and he is with us today. Dr. Mark, so great to have you with us.
Hey, Kelly, great to be with you.
I know. I love when you come on. Our listeners learn so much. We've been getting fan mail for you. They're like, where's Dr. Mark? So what a great opportunity to have you on today. And I'm really excited to talk about your newest book, The Holistic Guide to Gut Health. So thanks again, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Dr. Mark, look, you didn't just get out of school. You've been doing this, I think, going on almost 28 years, authored over 30 books, including Prescription for Natural Cures. And I'll tell you, this new book that you've put out is really a comprehensive yet accessible and approachable way for people to deal with not only gut issues, but really focusing on some of the symptoms that are very uncomfortable that can come along with leaky gut. And I like to talk to you, Dr. Mark, because you're actually seeing patients every day. And I could imagine that you're getting a lot of questions when people are dealing with their gut health.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Digestive problems are one of the most common reasons people go to the doctor, you know, in America.
Yeah.
And so we have to be able to help them, number one, and naturally as possible. And number two, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your gut health affects every organ and cell in your body. So for whole body health, or if you have conditions that seem unrelated to the digestive system, we've got to get that gut-body connection, get that gut in good health so that you aren't suffering from problems in other parts of the body.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting how mainstream just digestion is, you know, not really at the forefront of what they're asking. You know, are you regular? Do you have stomach issues? It seems like those things aren't really talked about. And I think we'll cover that in the show. But I really wanted to not only congratulate you on putting out The Holistic Guide to Gut Health, but what kind of motivated you to put that book out, Dr. Mark? Because it's been a labor of love. I mean, you're a pretty busy guy, and here you cranked out a book.
Well, it's something I wanted to do for a couple of reasons. First of all, historically, holistic integrative doctors have always talked about leaky gut, addressed it with patients. It helps people a lot. And then from a conventional medicine viewpoint, most doctors aren't aware of it, don't believe it exists. So I wanted to go through the research and see, you know, is this really a clear and cut case? Leaky gut, how common is it? Does it really occur? And lo and behold, as I went through hundreds of published studies in mainstream medicine journals, yes, absolutely. In mainstream journals, they all admit that leaky gut is an issue. It occurs. It causes problems not only in the gut, but in the body. And so then I wanted to just explain that, you know, to the readers, what's going on. And then, of course, how you can solve that naturally. And then the third part would be how it's so well ingrained in the literature that when you have leaky gut problems and microbiome problems, it's going to cause imbalances in other parts of the body, whether it be your muscles and joints, your brain, your skin health, your cardiovascular health, your energy levels. All these types of things are correlated to gut health, things like leaky gut or imbalances in the microbiome. So I demonstrate, you know, why this is the case and then how to correct it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think about Dr. Mark, all those years ago when you founded the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine and how many people that you were helping that was having digestive issues and you were trying to put two and two together when people were not really addressing things like leaky gut. So goodness, I can't imagine the amount of patients you've been able to help in the years where it wasn't being addressed.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's something, you know, earlier on in our medicine, when people had health problems and they weren't getting better, really the fallback was treat your digestion, it'll probably get better. And that's, you know, what you do see quite often. So a lot of us doctors, right from the get-go, when we see a patient, say, with chronic illness or people want to prevent health problems, we're really honing in on the gut and seeing what's going on there and making sure we get that on track.
So Dr. Mark, out of the amount of patients you see, and your wife, Dr. Angela Stengler, also is a doctor at your clinic, how many people do you think are coming in with the underlying issue of digestive problems?
Yeah, I think things with digestive problems, leaky gut, microbiome dysbiosis, we test a lot of people. You know, I'd have to say, honestly, it's probably somewhere between 75%
to 90%. Wow, that is a lot. That is a lot. So I'm glad we're going to be talking about this. Again, if people want to learn more about you, they could do it in a couple of places. They could do it at drstengler.com. That's drstengler.com. Or they can go ahead and learn a little bit more on our website at foreveryoungradio.com. Again, Dr. Mark, you've put out so many great articles sharing this type of information with people so they can understand. I saw this morning one went out on aspirin. So if you are not a part of Dr. Mark Stengler's weekly or bi-weekly newsletter, please get involved with that because he's sending out a lot of great content each and every week. So make sure you stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Pregnancy is an exciting time. Expecting moms stay busy doing all they can to support the health of the baby during pregnancy and to give the baby a healthy start in life. Hormones can really fluctuate during pregnancy and can lead to the mom to be feeling stressed at times. Chronic and excessive stress can build over time and become harder for our bodies to adapt and cope. Peaceful Mama by Red Remedies provides stress support for moms in all stages of life. That's right, whether you're a mom of a newborn or teenagers, Peaceful Mama can help you manage life stressors a little better. And this formula is even safe for pregnant and nursing moms too. Peaceful Mama promotes blissful peace, emotional balance, supports a calm, healthy digestive system, and is vegetarian and gluten-free. Learn more at redremedies.com. That's REDDRemedies.com. Listeners can save 20% off site-wide while using the code FOREVER at checkout. Channel your inner peaceful mama by visiting redremedies.com. Use the code FOREVER to get 20% off your order.
Revive by Brightcore Nutrition. Revive's superior multi-collagen, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, and biotin blend can help with supporting joint and bone health, healthier, shinier hair, and stronger nails, clearer and more supple skin, better digestion, and gut health. Dr. Whitney Bowe, dermatologist from New York, says it's the glue that holds the body together. Collagen makes up about 75% of the dry weight of your skin. And as we get older, we break it down faster than we can replace it. We lose about 1% of our body's collagen starting in our mid-20s, and as much as 30% during the first 5 years of menopause. Just in the last few years, there have been some impressive studies showing that ingestible collagen can significantly impact the appearance of skin. Visit us at mybrightcore.com or call today at 888-958-5331 and see what Revive can do for you. That's 888-958-5331.
Are you ready to take the leap towards optimal health using one of the oldest tools in the book of functional foods? It's not a plant. It's not an animal. It's something in between. It's the humble mushroom. Why mushrooms, you ask? Well, certain types of mushrooms have been used for centuries in traditional medicine practices around the world. They are packed with essential nutrients and unique compounds that support immune function, improve mental clarity, promote heart health, and increase energy levels. Real Mushrooms is trusted by thousands of health practitioners and happy repeat customers for providing high-quality mushroom supplements that can help boost your overall health and longevity. Each batch of mushrooms undergoes rigorous testing for purity and potency. All mushrooms are extracted to ensure all beneficial compounds are preserved in their natural form. Visit realmushrooms.com and start experiencing the incredible benefits of these premium mushroom supplements. Use code FOREVER30 at checkout for 30% off your first purchase at realmushrooms.com. That's FOREVER30 for 30% off your first purchase today.
Welcome back, listeners, again, being joined by America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. If this is the first time that you've joined our show, please go ahead and visit our website. That's foreveryoungradio.com. Again, foreveryoungradio.com. There's so many great shows that Dr. Mark and I have done over the years, and he has been a great contributor. Dr. Mark, again, thank you for joining me. We're talking digestive issues. We're highlighting your newest book, The Holistic Guide to Gut Health. Before we went to the break, we were just sharing about how often somebody can be dealing with digestive problems. And I think for a large part, a lot of people don't even know that. But again, you know, when we're talking about something like leaky gut, intestinal permeability, dysbiosis, the things that we've been kind of throwing out there, I think people really aren't educated on it. So what a great opportunity. Let's go back, Dr. Mark, before we get into the meat and potatoes of things. Really, what is leaky gut?
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. And what happens with leaky gut, essentially in our small intestine, which is about 28 feet of tubing with four layers to it, it's actually very complex in its design. We have a layer of cells called epithelial cells. And on that layer, we also have what are called villi, these finger-like projections. And this is the important part of the body, which is really the gatekeeper. In that small intestine, which is about the surface area of two tennis courts, that's where the absorption of nutrients occurs. Obviously, to be able to function, be able to live, we got to absorb nutrients. So our cells, you know, have an energy supply and for the architecture of the cells and everything else. And so if you have an unhealthy intestinal lining, what happens is, first, you can get malabsorption of nutrients. Second, you absorb proteins, particles from bacteria and things which should not be absorbed. And that does two things. That causes damage right in the small intestine lining. And then second, it creates an inflammatory response where things circulate in the bloodstream. The immune system sees them as foreign, as it should, and creates an inflammatory reaction. And because of that, anywhere in the body, leaky gut can affect, from the brain, you know, to the skin, to the feet. And so with leaky gut, basically, yes, you're leaking, you're absorbing molecules that you shouldn't be because there's been damage to that intestinal lining.
Man, that's setting up people for so many problems, especially if they're on pharmaceutical medications or they have a list of other things that are maybe complementing that. But what are some of the main causes?
Starting with diet, you know, when people are not eating a whole foods diet, they're not eating foods that feed your good bacteria, like fiber sources and plant foods. That's a problem. There's been a lot of literature showing that people with gluten allergy, gluten sensitivity, that causes leaky gut. That's been well studied. Alcohol has been well studied, showing that it creates leaky gut as well. So we got the diet. And then second, we have medications, like you mentioned, things like aspirin, chronic aspirin use, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or pain medications, antibiotics. People under high stress, that leads to less blood flow to your intestinal area, and then your intestine can't heal. Certainly people with chronic illnesses, just because of the diseases themselves and the stress that's associated with that, you know, that causes it as well. And there are certain nutritional deficiencies that have been shown in the literature to cause leaky gut. Things like vitamin D, which of course we all know is very common. Vitamin A, zinc, things like this, our intestinal lining needs to be able to repair itself. So those are some of the common things that are causative factors.
There's a pretty large percentage of people dealing with this. And if they're not seeing a good quality naturopathic medical doctor who's very well versed and their mainstream doctor is kind of scoffing it off, I mean, that can really set them up for poor health. If this goes on for a number of years and it's not managed, Dr. Mark, I'm sure it could really cause a cascade of issues within the body.
Yeah, and that's the whole key. You're right. It's not just, you know, the gut, which of course is important. You don't want to have people having all the common digestive symptoms. For example, like people with irritable bowel syndrome, you know, people with gas, bloating, and all these types of things, they usually have leaky gut or microbiome imbalances. But systemically, you know, cognitive problems, cardiovascular, blood sugar regulation, hormone balance, joint muscles, all these things are affected by leaky gut, we now know.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we do know that because it can help a lot of people that have been trying to find out what's been going on with them. Now, again, Dr. Mark, in the Holistic Guide to Gut Health, you write a lot about dysbiosis. And I think people are hearing about that a little bit more than they were maybe a couple of years ago. But really, if you wouldn't mind, can you just explain that to our listeners so they can understand what dysbiosis really means?
Yeah, sure. Well, dysbiosis basically means an imbalance of the gut microbes or microbiota, they're sometimes called. And so what happens is the good microbes, they're reduced in quantity and then in quality. And then there's an increase of microbes, which can, you know, be more disease oriented. And because of the American diet, antibiotics, acid reflux medications, high stress levels. Virtually everyone we test, have anywhere between a mild to severe degree of dysbiosis or an imbalance in the microbiome. And, these trillions of microbes in our gut, which go beyond bacteria now, we now know. These microbes like bacteria, viruses, fungi, they should work symbiotically in our gut and throughout our body. But when you get to dysbiosis, then they can become imbalanced and create disease.
Wow. And that's not too great. So, and I love that you do a lot of this research, Dr. Mark. I think that even when it comes to reflux and different things like that, you put out published papers and, are really trying to work hard to not only research this every day so you can help your patients, but so you could put great books like this together. So people who maybe don't have the opportunity to come and see you can use this as a guide. When we talk about these different things like dysbiosis, Dr. Mark, are there any type of testing that people can do to really understand if they have it? Are there signs and symptoms that they can maybe look for?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're a person who has like irritable bowel syndrome, you got gas and bloating, you get loose stool, maybe constipation, even though you're getting a good amount of fiber and water in the diet. But also, if you're a person who has things like, let's say, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, any kind of inflammatory condition, you certainly could have imbalances with the microbiome and leaky gut as well. So these are some of the common things that we see. And the other thing is, too, there's research like a nutrition journal. They note that the gut microbiome, it also influences the lining of the small intestine. So if your microbiome is imbalanced, that's going to cause leaky gut as well. So you kind of can get the two things going in one there.
Oh, wow. And so let me ask you this, Dr. Mark, inflammation, we know we need it, right? If it's regulated mm-hmm. and it's in a healthy amount, but to protect us from an injury or something like that. But say we're chronically inflamed in the gut 24 hours a day. Is that kind of what leaky gut is? Are you chronically inflamed when you're dealing with something like this?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, that would be true because you're getting these particles that shouldn't be absorbed into the small intestine. And then you have immune system components within the small intestine, which are going to react, as a protective mechanism in the small intestine. So yes, you will have that inflammation right there in the small intestine. You're exactly right.
And then that leads me to my next kind of scary question, because we all know unregulated inflammation, then the immune system, it's working overtime. It's going, oh gosh, we have a chronic fire here. We got to send our workers there. Are people who maybe have this more susceptible to have a lower degraded, immune response?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's tons of literature out there now on how the microbiome affects, the immune system. So whether you have a weak immune system, people undergoing cancer therapies, chemotherapy, radiation, pretty much those treatments in the studies show they really disrupt the microbiome and studies show they cause leaky gut. So these poor people are not only dealing with their treatments, now, they got gut problems, which then is going to affect their nutrition, which is already compromised, getting nutrients to their cells and energy and inflammation. Pretty much anyone with chronic health conditions, usually they're on medications. And so these things we find do damage the gut and the microbiome.
I've also read a lot of your articles, Dr. Mark, that you've put out on non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. That seems like to have an uptick in the last couple of years. More and more people are dealing with it. Full disclosure, I had it a couple of years ago. I don't have it anymore. So there are ways around this. Like when you get little diagnosis like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease or different things like type 2 diabetes, which is a lifestyle type of a situation, people do have the ability to climb out of these situations.
Well, that's true. And what's interesting is it works both ways. So people always think, oh, people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, like a fatty liver, that's from being overweight. Well, that can be true, but they've shown the opposite as well. They have shown that when you treat the gut microbiome, get in better balance, it helps in treating non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So having imbalanced your microbiome is a risk factor for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It is a risk factor for gaining weight. It is a risk factor for diabetes. So it actually can, work both ways.
And again, listeners, if you'd like to learn more about Dr. Stangler and all he does and his great information, you can do that at his website. That's drstangler.com, drstangler.com. Stangler is spelled S-T-E-N-G-L-E-R. We also put all this great information so you can learn a little bit more on our weekly highlight page at foreveryoungradio.com. So if you'd like to learn about the holistic guide to gut health, we have a link there where you can go ahead and purchase it. Just a wonderful book. I'm excited to talk a little bit bit more about it throughout the show. And this is a fresh new book, Dr. Mark. You launched it. We were at Expo last week. You did a book signing with Emerald Labs. I mean, what a wonderful way to be able to share this with people. We had a lot of buzz around it. So great job on that, Dr. Mark.
Huh. Well, good. Well, you know, I think it is unique in that, like I said, it's written for the layperson. People have heard the concept of leaky gut and problems with microbiome, but I kind of try and take it to the next level, how you can help these things naturally. And again, how it affects the rest of your body. So if you have other conditions, you probably at least in part got to treat the gut issue.
Absolutely. So stay with us, listeners. When we come back, we are going to talk about the gut-brain axis. We're going to pick Dr. Mark's brain about that. So make sure you stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you looking to support your cardiovascular and metabolic health? Emerald Labs Bergamot Plus is a synergistic blend of polyphenols, flavonoids, and antioxidants. This synergistic blend also contains clinically tested Bergavit 40, pomegranate extract, Camu Camu, and amla extract to help support cardiovascular and metabolic health. Enriched with the clinically proven extract Bergavit 40, which is derived from citrus bergamot, this innovative formula offers a holistic approach to heart health. Bergamot Plus supports cholesterol levels, antioxidant defenses, arterial flexibility, and encourages metabolic vitality. Bergavit 40 has been shown in studies to help reduce and control plasmatic or bad lipid levels and to help support good HDL levels. Learn more at emeraldlabs.com and use the code FOREVER to save 20% off of your order. Emerald Labs can also be found at Sprouts Vitamin Shop and other natural product stores nationwide.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Have you ever wondered whether you're getting enough omega-3s? At Orlo, we're so confident you'll see results with our better-absorbed bioactive omega-3s. We're footing the bill to prove it with third-party test results. Orlo's Tested by You limited edition program is a first-of-its-kind initiative to help track your omega-3 progress before and after supplementation. Tested by You subscribers will receive 2 third-party tests with their first 6-month subscription, an additional value worth $100. You'll receive 1 test with your first shipment to establish your pre-Orlo baseline, and 1 after your 4th month to show improvement over time. Visit OrloNutrition.com, that's OrloNutrition.com, and get your Tested by You subscription today. While subscribers receive 15% off every day, listeners of this show will receive an exclusive discount with the code TESTFOREVER, all uppercase. Learn more at OrloNutrition.com, that's OrloNutrition.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, being joined by our good friend of the show, Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor. He's with us today talking all things digestive health, but really focusing on things like leaky gut, dysbiosis, and the microbiome, as he's highlighted in his new book, The Holistic Guide to Gut Health. Again, this is brand new, just launched. If you'd like to learn more, we have a link at our weekly highlight page at foreveryoungradio.com. Or you can visit drstangler.com. That's drstangler.com. All right, Dr. Mark, we talked about some serious stuff before we went to the break, and I'd really like to talk about something called the gut-brain axis. I feel so many people are dealing with brain fog, and they don't necessarily understand that the gut and brain have a correlation. Would you mind just sharing that with us?
Well, that's true. What they have found is that it's bidirectional. So in other words, most people knew that, you know, our thoughts and emotions and stuff can affect our gut. We've all kind of experienced that, right? But they have shown the opposite now. They have shown the balance of the bacteria in your gut And then we have all sorts of messengers in our gut, like in our small intestine. For example, our small intestine makes serotonin more than our brain makes. So there's a communication network between the brain and the gut, and the gut and the brain. So if you have problems in the gut, especially the small intestine, we now know in the research that can make you more prone to having issues, say, with anxiety, depression, poor memory and concentration, things of that nature. So, you know, there's that connection. And then number two, we know the brain has something called the blood-brain barrier. So it's also similar to the small intestine. You know, it has this lining around the brain as a protective mechanism, so certain things can't get in and cause inflammation in the brain, obviously very important. But they now know we have, people can have what's called leaky brain. And so that blood-brain barrier can be unhealthy. And as a result, people are more prone to have problems with, say, autism, dementia, Alzheimer's, depression, schizophrenia, multiple sclerosis, brain cancers, all these types of things. And then to kind of tie together, they did show in research, like in a very mainstream journal called Microorganisms, they showed a link between leaky gut, dysbiosis, and, you know, a problem with the blood-brain barrier. So again, you can see this kind of connection between the gut and the brain.
As people start to understand this, they wonder, okay, maybe that's why I can't find my thoughts, or maybe that's why I'm feeling so fatigued. I think that a lot of people don't put two and two together that if they're having a lot of these digestive problems, they can start to feel a little bit tired, a little bit wiped out. What's the correlation there, Dr. Mark? Why are people feeling fatigued?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. I think number one is, you know, you may not be absorbing your nutrients properly, and your cells, your mitochondria and your cells use all sorts of nutrients to produce energy. So that can be one. Number two, you know, most inflammation in our body arises from the gut. So when your mitochondria, these factories that produce energy, are inflamed, they're not going to produce energy effectively. Number three, we've already seen how it can affect like the brain chemistry if you got leaky gut or dysbiosis. And so then, you know, the communication network is going to be thrown off. And they actually have studied this, even in like the journal Molecular Psychiatry, they found that gut dysbiosis is associated with chronic fatigue. So this has been shown in research. So it just goes to show you, when you have these chronic health problems, a lot of people and practitioners are missing that gut connection. And so, you know, they change your diet, which is good, take some good supplements, that helps, but they may not get the full benefits or where they need to be until they address the gut.
Very interesting. And then we hear people, you know, taking probiotics. We take probiotics every day, but it seems like probiotics out there aren't all created equal. And it seems like they're hedging it with a 4 trillion billion versus working on the forms. And I read in your book, you know, you're talking about pre and postbiotics. So what can people really look for? Is the answer to this as simple as just getting a probiotic at the store and not really understanding what's in it, or?
You know, that is one of the weaknesses, you know, in the natural health food industry. I mean, it does a lot of great things, has a lot of great products. There's no doubt about it. But the fact is, a lot of the probiotics out there just don't have human studied strains on them. Mm-hmm. And so, you don't really know what kind of effect you're going to get. So that's why I always recommend when you're taking probiotics, you know, there's definitely some good products out there that have strains studied in humans. You know, they tend to cost a little more, but hey, if you're going to take something, then why don't you take something that's going to, you know, work for you or have the potential to work, of course.
Yeah, I really, really like that. And, you know, just explaining to people, because obviously if you are somebody who's chronically taking antibiotics, you are going to have to re-inoculate the gut in a way, right? Because when you take an antibiotic, it goes in and just clears everything out. So I'm assuming it would take a little bit of time to get those warriors fighting and that good bacteria back into your gut.
Getting a healthy diet in, getting a lot of plant foods, foods high in polyphenols, for example. I like a Mediterranean type diet. That's been shown to improve the good bacteria. But there's probiotics, as you know. There's probiotics, which, you know, they're probiotics. And then they have things like postbiotics in them too, which are basically substances left over, you know, been produced by the probiotics that have health benefits. And I do document this in the book. I mean, the health benefits of these prebiotics, these probiotics, and postbiotics. So it's very interesting. There's actually a lot of science behind it that people aren't aware of.
And that leads me to, you know, somebody may be hearing this and they're like, oh, look, I don't think I have leaky gut. I just have digestive problems. Maybe they have SIBO. Maybe they have GERD. Is this book kind of addressed to be able to handle those conditions as well?
Oh, yeah. I have a whole long chapter actually on all the common digestive conditions and how to treat them through diet, supplements, and other natural means. So we go into that in depth. But then I also cover all the common conditions, you know, the arthritis and the fatigue and hormone balance and joint muscle problems, all these types of things, autoimmune problems, and how those can be helped through gut improvement as well as other natural therapies.
Yeah, I found it interesting and I was happy about it. You even do a protocol and you talk about acne in here because that's something that I think we're seeing not only in our younger generation who is having more digestive issues than previous years, but I'll tell you, it seems like their skin is really being affected. And is that because maybe our liver's not processing? I mean, is it like the screen door? Some of these toxins are trying to get out of the body. What brings on some of these skin conditions?
Yeah, I think you're right on a lot of that. I mean, when you have the leaky gut, you're going to create more toxins, create an inflammatory response, so that can occur in the skin. Number two, you know, the microbiome is not only in the gut, but it's on the skin. So they have studied this gut-skin axis. And so when you have gut problems, like the microbes are imbalanced in your gut, it imbalances the microbes on your skin. So people get an imbalance in the bacteria and the fungi on their skin. And those are both known contributors to acne. So, you know, there are those connections there. And I've seen that with some patients over the years. You know, I've seen where you treat the gut and boom, the skin just clears up dramatically. So there is, again, this communication network between the gut and the skin. You know, people do a lot of external things, which is fine, although there's some recent research on some commonly used over-the-counter pharmaceutical topicals they found aren't safe. But yeah, you got to treat the gut for the long-term effect or people keep relapsing.
Yeah, they always say the same thing. Healthy skin starts from within. So, Dr. Mark, another great thing that I'm so glad that you addressed in this book, because I think people came out of the pandemic, they're more stressed than ever, but you covered stress in this book and, you know, really how the body handles the stress response. Talk a little bit more. Why was it important for you to include that?
Well, it was important because a lot of people have leaky gut and microbiome imbalances and many health conditions because of the effects of stress. So there's many ways people can handle stress, you know, exercise, humor, prayer, all these good things. But we now know that if you get your gut health in order, you'll handle stress better. There's two reasons for that. First, there's that communication network we talked about between the gut and the brain. And so again, there's all this furious research going on right now by treating the microbiome, for example, and people improving their anxiety and depression because the gut microbes are influencing the brain chemistry. So very interesting. And then, of course, you always have the inflammatory issue. We know inflammation worsens those conditions. And then hormone balance. You know, hormone balance is also affected by the gut. So again, if you have acne that's cyclical, you know, maybe you got worse PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, testosterone issues with men. These things have all been studied, actually, in terms of the gut microbiome. So even hormone balance is important. And one last thing, Kelly, you had mentioned the liver. You know, the liver, of course, is the major organ of detoxification. And so if you have things like leaky gut and microbiome imbalance or dysbiosis, what you're doing is then you're providing increasing toxins that are going to go in the bloodstream to the liver, and you overload the liver. That's why when people are doing like liver cleanses, working on the liver, which can be very helpful, you've got to also treat the gut simultaneously and for some time afterwards, or else you're going to keep overloading the liver with toxins.
Yeah, that is a good point. And again, just by taking, you know, maybe your thyroid medication and something like that on a regular basis, you should want to do a little bit of, you know, take a quality product. I know you make Liver Wellness. I know that's been a really great product for your patients. Has a lot of different things in it that, you know, lowers the inflammatory load, but is also very helpful for the body. And I'll tell you, that's the one thing that got me out of the high ASH and AST in my blood work. Everything lit up green, except for those two things a few years ago. And goodness, it is possible to get on the other side of that. So again, listeners, you can learn more about what we're discussing with Dr. Mark Stengler by visiting his website. That's drstengler.com, drstengler.com. We've also linked this from foreveryoungradio.com from the weekly highlight page, so you can learn more about Dr. Mark and his great work, and also learn about his new book, The Holistic Guide to Gut Health, which is so much more than just one condition. It really goes into a lot of great information, and it goes into food. And me and Dr. Mark are foodies, so when we come back, I'm going to talk to him about some of the great recipes that he's put in this book. We'll be right back after the break.
Every day in the news and in research publications, we're hearing more and more about the importance of vitamin C. Vitamin C is an essential vitamin, meaning your body cannot produce it. Yet it has many roles and has been referred to as a powerful antioxidant that may strengthen your body's natural defenses. Antioxidants are molecules that support the immune system. They do so by protecting cells from harmful molecules called free radicals. Pureway C is a proprietary, proven form of vitamin C documented with research studies in vitro and clinical trials, showing that it is rapidly absorbed and highly retained by the body, offering a 12-hour retention rate. Emerald Labs Pureway C 500 mg plus R-alpha lipoic is doctor formulated, made with non-GMO ingredients, gluten-free, and is a vegan formula. To learn more about the Emerald Labs line of products, you can visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other retailers nationwide.
We all strive to do our best with the foods we put into our bodies, but let's be honest, some days we fall short. It could be a vacation, a celebration, or just limited time throughout the day to focus on food and proper nutrition. C-Veg is an excellent way to ensure that I'm getting the daily nutrition I need, no matter what comes up into my day-to-day. C-Veg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants, in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. C-Veg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. Check their website out. That is superfoodofthesea.com. That's superfoodofthesea.com. And for a limited time, for your first order, you can get 3 bottles of the 90-count original sea veg for $60. Just use the code FY3460. That's FY3460 at superfoodofthesea.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful discussion with Dr. Mark Stangler about his new book, The Holistic Guide to Gut Health. So many people, Dr. Mark, are going to be helped by this book. In-depth information, well-studied, but is very, very easy for the listener and for the average consumer to read and understand. Well, Dr. Mark, we're foodies. We love food, right? So I love that you included food within this book, including some recipes. But why was it important for you to, you know, share some recipes that some are very gourmet, some are very easy for people just starting out? Tell us a little bit more about that, Dr. Mark.
Well, you know, I found that there's a lot of research actually on the Mediterranean diet and its benefit for leaky gut in the microbiome, actually in the published research. So I thought, well, that's pretty cool because I often recommend that diet, not for everybody, but for a lot of people. And so they even did a study with seniors, and they found the Mediterranean diet greatly improved the gut microbiome in seniors, you know, which sometimes can be harder to do. So anyways, I wanted to have meal planning that was healthy, that would promote healing of leaky gut, balance the microbiome. And then, like you said, try and make the recipes tasty, but simple as well. So I worked with a holistic nutritionist on these recipes.
I told you there's a salmon one in here I plan on making tonight, and just trying these different recipes and sharing it with people. And look, if you have multiple people in your family who are dealing with these types of digestive issues, buy this book for each other and cook these recipes together. The salmon stuffed avocados, ooh la la, Dr. Mark. I don't know who that chef was, but I will be giving them my 5-star review this evening after I prepare it. But again, I think that people don't really understand food can heal, Dr. Mark. And the Mediterranean diet and all the research on that has really shown that, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit more.
Well, that's true. And I think there's different reasons for it. You know, in the Mediterranean diet, you got foods that act as prebiotics. So they feed your good bacteria, good microbes. So that's very important. I mean, that can be whole grains, unless you have gluten allergy or sensitivity, tomatoes. You know, foods like onions, garlic, they actually are prebiotic foods, studies show. Beans are prebiotics. Chicory root and Jerusalem artichoke have a lot of studies that they're powerful prebiotics. And by the way, you know, these prebiotics, they help the body to form the good bacteria, and then the good bacteria form butyrate, which keeps your colon healthy, also helps the cells of the body produce energy. So there's long-lasting effects to these things. And also, in the Mediterranean diet, you have a lot of polyphenols, and these are compounds in plants. They have many health benefits. They're anti-inflammatory. But things like in fruits, vegetables, herbs and spices, nuts and seeds, and they are not only powerful antioxidants, but they've been shown to really support a healthy microbiome. So getting these polyphenols in the plant foods is very, very important. And then lastly, you know, these probiotic foods. So we do give recipes where you're getting the good microbes directly in your meal. You know, so there's foods like kefir, kimchi, kombucha, miso, natto, sauerkraut, some of the soft cheeses, for example. Everyone knows about yogurt. Hopefully you're getting one that's low sugar and no artificial sweeteners in it. But again, we do have recipes where people can incorporate these types of things into their diet.
Oh, great. Because I think that's the one thing. You can't just rely on, okay, I'm just going to take a pill and try to fix this. I mean, it is really about lifestyle changes and decisions, right, Dr. Mark?
Look, what I do with patients, if they got active gut problems, I do both. You know, we do their diet, do some good probiotics, and so they can get better faster. A lot of people maybe have more minor problems. Maybe they start with the probiotic, do the diet, and then they continue with the diet long term. And that's just going to maintain great gut health, which is what people need. By the way, Kelly, I do go into the science behind fermented foods. You know, in the last 20 years in the natural health food industry, you see a lot about fermented foods and fermented drinks and all that. And so I went into literature. I'm like, is there really literature supporting this? And lo and behold, oh, absolutely. I found in mainstream journals like the Journal of Nutrition, all the metabolites that your good bacteria produce. And so, yeah, that is in the literature. So these fermented foods are very healthy.
I mentioned briefly that you cover candida in your book, Dr. Mark. Why are so many people, it seems, dealing with candida more than previously?
Yeah, it's a good point. We see a lot of people with candida. I mean, just yesterday in the clinic, I saw it. You know, a few people had it. Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. First of all, people, again, they're not getting in the prebiotic foods. They're not getting the probiotic foods, you know, the cultured foods, the fermented foods. And so their good bacteria and good microbes just aren't at a good level. And so the candida, which is naturally in our gut, can start to overgrow and cause problems. Number two, people who are on, you know, antibiotics. Even one round, I had a patient recently that wiped out their microbiome. And so that sets you up for candida, this fungal yeast overgrowth. Three, most Americans eat a lot of sugar, you know, sugar and alcohol. The candida yeast, it loves it. And so it will thrive and grow. And then lastly, certain medications, other medications, for example, we know that birth control pills can increase candida growth. So we just see a lot of people who have this, and they're typically have things like gas and bloating, be very common symptoms, fatigue, brain fog, unexplained skin rashes. These types of things. So it's when you treat it through the diet, taking herbs, which are anti-candida, sometimes medications, you know, people can feel better very quickly. And I should say, if you got candida, that, as I demonstrate in the book, can cause leaky gut as well.
Oh, wow. So really setting people up for some unwanted issues that seemed innocent at first, and then leads to this big load of some things that can be going on. And Dr. Mark, you run blood markers at your work. You do all that with people who have been dealing with these different situations, maybe more intense than one another. How long does it really take the body to kind of correct itself if they're doing the proper protocols?
Yeah, after doing a protocol, like I talked about in the book, you know, the right diet, you know, stress reduction, the right supplements and stuff. People, I mean, they'll feel better in a week or two, but they can get the full effects in like 2 to 3 months. They can totally regenerate, you know, that small intestine lining. Matter of fact, our body is designed such that we have stem cells in our small intestine. They can replace our small intestine cells every 2 to 3 days. But if you're continuing to injure all the time, right, through your diet and medications and things like that, you'll never fully heal. So, you know, this is why we give people techniques how to get around that and get that gut healed up for good.
Big question, Dr. Mark, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if someone is dealing with gut issues chronically, are they more at risk to be chronically ill or have more sickness or maybe just have, you know, repetitive issues kind of happening?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I always tell people, and I talk about in the book, I mean, if you have gut problems, you can't be healthy. There's no one out there who has, let's say, more than a mild case of leaky gut or has microbiome imbalance, there's no way they can be healthy because this influences every organ and cell in the body. So it would not be possible.
Yeah. And again, for those people out there that have slow bowels, like, you're not alone. There's a lot of people dealing with that out there.
Well, you're right. I mean, for most people, you know, it's you know, obviously due to their diet, the effects of stress, their water intake. And I talk about this in the constipation chapter. You know, we know that when you're having constipation, not only do you not feel good, but it also imbalances your microbiome. So that kind of makes sense. That's been shown. And so we also know in the large intestine, now we're moving to a different area, You know, when you have slow bowel movement, some of that bacteria can get reabsorbed from the colon back into the bloodstream. So that's why you can get this, what we call toxemia or toxicity. And that's not folklore. That has been shown in the literature. So, you know, there's the problems with constipation. Now, conventional medicine says, you know, three bowel movements a week is considered, you know, normal. Obviously, a lot of us, you may not die from it, but a lot of us would challenge that as being normal, and it certainly is not healthy.
No, not at all. And you want to eliminate so you can, rejuvenate in a way, you know. So, and again, mainstream sometimes doesn't always address that. Dr. Mark, I want to give you the floor. Any parting words or words of recommendation or encouragement that you'd like to share with the listeners before we say goodbye?
Yeah, thanks. Well, just for people to realize, if you want to have good health, you have to have healthy gut function. If you have chronic illness, you've got to look into getting your gut health in order, because there's no way to recover or have, you know, an improvement in health to the degree you could unless you address the gut, because the gut affects, like I said, every organ and cell in the body. And there's many, many ways you can improve gut health. It's not hard if you know what to do through, you know, the proper diet, the correct supplements, and other lifestyle factors. People can be helped a lot.
Yeah, I love that you put this together, because people are going to be so helped by this. And again, it's a really comprehensive yet accessible approach to not only healing leaky gut and the many uncomfortable symptoms that it causes, but this integrative program, again, will help restore just whole body health, which I think so many people are looking for, especially if they're hoping to protect themselves from, you know, virus and infection and get themselves out of that chronic inflamed state, Dr. Mark. So again, I really appreciate all the great information you gave us today. Congratulations on the newest book, The Holistic Guide to Gut Health. Again, so many people will be helped.
Hey, thank you, Kelly.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Mark. And again, listeners, if you'd like to learn more, you want to get your copy of your own book, you can go ahead and do that on Amazon. Again, the book is The Holistic Guide to Gut Health. You can also learn more at drstangler.com. We've put all this great information on our weekly highlight at foreveryoungradio.com. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.